Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. This is part two of what we started this morning. Come on, let's hear it together. I am radical. Oh, come on. That doesn't sound too radical to me. Come on. I am radical. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I don't want to cover too much of what we've covered already, but 2 Timothy 3:15 says this. This is from one translation. They act as if they worship God, yet they do not let God's power work in their lives. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 15, verse 8, "This people honor me with their words, but I am not really important to them, or they never really think about me, or their hearts are far from me. They can bring praise, but they don't understand worship. They bring the praise of their lips, but they never bring the worship of their hearts." And praise is always the fruit of true worship. It doesn't begin with praise and end in worship. It begins with worship and becomes praise. Remember, we've spoken in the church for years. Praise and worship, we were wrong. We were wrong. Praise was the fast songs. Worship was the slow songs. That's just hocus pocus. Come on. Hallelujah. Worship begins with worship. And praise is the expression of that worship. Praise acknowledges God's power, acknowledges His might, acknowledges His glory, acknowledges His ability to bring supernatural change in every situation, in every circumstance. A people who know God, a people who claim to know God and yet they deny His power. He said a people, they act as if they worship God, yet they do not let God's power. They do not let God's power work in their lives. They've closed the door in their lives to the power of God. They've turned Christianity into an intellectual exercise. Remember what we were speaking about last time? I'm out of my mind and I'm into my spirit. I'm out of my mind and I'm into my spirit. From the spirit, your mind must be renewed, and that will result in transformation, but the renewal begins in the realm of the spirit. It never begins in the mind. Jesus said that to Peter. He said, "Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. Your mind hasn't figured this out, Peter, who I am." And Peter said, "By revelation, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said, "That wasn't your mind. You're not just smarter than everybody else, Peter." He said, "My Father revealed that to you. My Father revealed that to you. That's come by the revelation of the Spirit, glory to God. And every move that you make that takes you forward in the kingdom of God comes by revelation in your spirit." Hallelujah. And acting on that. It's not enough just to get revelation. You know that, don't you? You must act on that revelation. And that revelation, when you act upon it, will always result in transformation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Remember, radical, well, superficial is the opposite of radical. And superficial means existing or occurring at or on the surface, appearing to be true or real only until examined more clearly. So in 2 Timothy, Paul's speaking about a people who are really just superficial. But the opposite of superficial is radical. Hallelujah. Say, "I'm radical." So as I said this morning, we're going to look at seven characteristics, if you like, of a radical believer. And we're going to use the word radical as an acronym. Glory to God. Amen. So the first one, just so you'll know where we are. If you start panicking and one seems longer than the other, well, you'll still know where we are. Okay, so the first one, number one, the radical believer knows that he is righteous. He knows that he is righteous. He knows that he is the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. He knows he no longer bears the status of sinner. He doesn't pray sinner prayers anymore. He doesn't make sinner confessions anymore. He knows that he is righteous, because 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21 says, "He who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him." He doesn't know that he's sinless, he knows that he's righteous. It's a big difference. So many people are out there expending so much energy trying to become sinless, when all they really need to do is believe that they're righteous. Because the more that you believe that you're righteous, you'll discover the more sinless you'll become. Hallelujah. Don't stop trying to deal with your sin and start believing that you're righteous. Glory to God. Say, I am radical. Because I believe I'm righteous. Come on. The radical believer knows that he is righteous. He knows who he is in Christ. He's established in his identity. He knows that he has right standing with God. That's what righteousness means. He knows he has right standing with God. He knows he can stand in the presence of God without fear. Without fear, without shame, without guilt, or without condemnation. Because he knows that his righteousness does not come from the law, but through faith in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He knows that his righteousness does not come through the law. He's crazy enough to believe that. But it comes through faith in Jesus Christ. And that gives him confidence. And that gives him boldness. That's why in Hebrews 4 it says, come boldly to the throne. Come boldly into God's presence. Even when you need mercy, come boldly. Don't come like a sinner. Come like the righteous, even when you've blown it. He doesn't know he's sinless. He knows he's righteous. In Proverbs 28 verse 1 it says, the righteous are as bold as a lion. You know, in 1 Peter it says that the devil goes about like a roaring lion. Well, the radical believer knows that the devil may roar, but he can roar louder. And I don't share this many times, but bless God, when I was doing that milk round, I discovered that some of them dogs were mean dogs. Like real mean dogs. They'd come in low. Some of these collies would come in when you're out trying to deliver milk. That dog would come in low, you know, threatening to take out your leg. I knew that if I was going to be intimidated by these dogs, I wasn't going to get much work done. I'd take people in the milk round with me and they wouldn't get I'd be sitting there. I'd say two pints on the pillow and they'd just sit there. I'd say, what's the matter with you? Well, there's a dog out there. Come on, there's a lot of Christians sitting on their backside doing nothing because there's a devil. It says that in Proverbs, that lazy Christians don't do it, lazy believers don't do anything because they say there's a lion outside. There's a lion in the streets. Yes, we have an enemy. Yes, we have opposition, but you need to understand, I learned that lesson, that if I was going to let these dogs intimidate me, I would get nothing done. So I discovered I could roar louder than them. I could growl louder than any of them puppy dogs. So these dogs would come in, and I'd go, "Ah!" I remember an old lady came out and took her dog in before I bit it. I remember that woman in Braga, remember that? Oh, my God, that was a mean dog. That was one of them old dogs, you know. So, man, she used to say, it won't touch you. As soon as somebody says, it won't bite you, look out. Oh, don't worry, son, it won't touch you. I just discovered, "Rah!" Hallelujah. Man, it was awesome. The righteous are as bold as a lion. They know they can come boldly, even into the very throne room of God. Even to obtain mercy and to find grace, they can come boldly. Amen. The radical believer, he's one of the violent who take heaven by storm. Glory to God. He knows where to go and he knows who his source is. Hallelujah. He knows that because of who he is in Christ, that God hears and answers his prayers in the same way that he heard and answered Jesus' prayers. Why would he know it? Because he's just as righteous as Jesus as far as God's concerned. He knows that according to James 5 verse 16, the effective, fervent, fired up, red hot prayer of a righteous man avails much. Yeah. Hallelujah. I said, come on. The effective, fervent, fired up, red hot prayer of a righteous man avails much. Elijah said, the rain stops and the rain stops. Elijah said, the rain starts and the rain starts. Come on. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Instead of praying all that sinner prayer, miss. Sinner prayers don't avail much. Hallelujah. Come on. In fact, let's... let's help them to pray the sinner's prayer. Why don't we help them to pray the righteous prayer? Hallelujah. Why don't we just say, here, pray after me. If you want to pray after me, pray this way. Thank you, Jesus, that because of your blood, I have been declared righteous today. Hallelujah. I'm not a sinner anymore. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know these people, they even sing songs. I'm just a sinner. I'm just an old sinner saved by grace. No, you're not. You are saved by grace, but you're no sinner no more if you're saved by grace. If you've been saved by grace, then you're righteous. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You say, well, what about that Pharisee? And what about the sinner that Jesus spoke about? You know, and he couldn't hardly look up to heaven. Well, he went home justified. That's what Jesus said. You know what justified means? Just as if he never sinned. That means he was righteous. The other fellow that thought he was righteous by his own works, by his own acts, maybe he even prayed bogus prayers. He probably did, glory to God, but he thought by his prayers and by his righteousness and by all the things that he did and all the things that he didn't do, that God was going to accept him. But Jesus said that that man who could hardly look up to heaven and beat his breast and said, God be merciful to me, a sinner, discovered that God is merciful to sinners. Hallelujah. And he went home justified. In other words, he went home righteous. Hallelujah. He didn't stand on the street corner beating his breast anymore, saying, oh, look at me, just this poor old sinner. Come on. Amen. So you need to get some of that religious stuff off of you. Hallelujah. The radical believer knows that he is. Say, I'm radical. Say, I'm radical because I know I'm righteous. Hallelujah. Number two. You glad it's number two? The radical believer knows that he is anointed. Say, I'm radical. Say, I'm radical because I'm anointed. He knows, according to Luke chapter 4, verses 18 and 19, the Spirit of the Lord is upon him to preach good news, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord's favor. The year of the favor of God profusely abounds, even to the point of extravagant excess. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. He knows that he can cast out demons, according to Mark chapter 16, verses 17 to 18. He can cast out demons. He can pray in new tongues. Come on, he believes he has supernatural protection, that he can lay hands on the sick and he can see them recover. Why? He's radical. Because he believes that. Amen. He knows that he can heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, and cast out demons. He knows, according to Matthew 10:7-8, he has freely received, and so he can freely give. According to 1 Peter 4:11, he knows that he speaks as the oracles of God. When he stands up, he doesn't philosophize. He says, this is what God says about this situation. This is what the Word of God says about this circumstance. This is what God says he can do and what he will do in this situation. Hallelujah. He doesn't say, well, we might, well, it could be this way, it could be that way. You never know what God might do. If you don't know what God might do, you don't know God. I hear people say, you never know what God could do. If you don't know what God could do, you don't know God. I know one thing, it'll always be good. Come on. Has the amen switch been turned off in something? He knows he speaks as the mouthpiece of God and ministers with the ability which God supplies. He knows that he has an anointing that destroys yokes and removes burdens, according to Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. He knows that everywhere he goes, he can do good and heal all who are oppressed of the devil, because God is with him, according to Acts 10. Verse 38. That's what a radical believer knows. He knows that he is what? Anointed. He knows that he's righteous, and he knows that he is anointed. Number three, the radical Christian knows that he is diligent. Say diligent. It's got a certain ring to it, doesn't it? Diligent. See, to be diligent means to persevere in carrying out duties. It means to be earnest and persistent, hardworking, committed to the task in hand. In Proverbs 10:4, it says, he who has a slack hand becomes poor, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. In Proverbs 12, verse 24, it says, the hand of the diligent will rule. Come on. The hand of the diligent will rule. In Proverbs 13, verse 4, it says, the soul of the diligent shall be made rich. The radical Christian is diligent. The radical believer is diligent. Say, I'm radical. Say, I'm radical because I'm diligent. Hallelujah. In Hebrews 4, verse 9-11, it says, there remains a rest for the people of God, for he who has entered his rest. Remember, we read it this morning, we arise out of our source. We arise out of the root of Jesse, and his rest is glorious. It's full of glory. Hallelujah. For he who has entered his rest has himself also ceased from his works, as God did from his. Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest, lest anyone fall through disobedience. Hebrews 12, verse 15, it says, pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. Looking diligently. Say diligently. Looking diligently, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God. How can you fall short of the grace of God? Going back to being sinner man instead of righteous man. Start thinking sinner instead of thinking righteous. Start acting sinner instead of acting righteous. Start saying, I could never do that, instead of saying, I can do all things through Christ, who strengthens me, through the ability that he supplies. Glory to God. Lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many become defiled. Now, I know that sometimes people interpret that as, if you have a root of bitterness, then you'll spread that bitterness around, and I'm sure that's absolutely true, and that's one interpretation of that scripture. But I want to tell you, many people become defiled themselves, within themselves. They begin to lose their purpose. We're carrying something. The Bible says that in this earthen vessel, we carry treasure. That Christ in us is the hope of glory. Hallelujah. Bless you, Donald, man. Have some glory. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name. The radical believer knows that he's a laborer in the harvest field. He knows he's diligent in digging down deep. He hears God's word and he applies it. He's not afraid of appearing radical or extreme. He's a man of faith. He knows the kingdom principles, that the way to live is to die. He knows the kingdom principle, that the way up is always down. But he's not afraid of down because he knows it's the way up. You hear what I say? He's not afraid of down because he knows it's the way up. He knows the way to get is always to give. And so he applies these principles diligently in his life. He's not afraid to die because he knows that's the way to live. He's not afraid of down because he knows it's the way up. He's not afraid to give because he knows that's how you get. We don't give to get. Well, you're silly then. Come on, all pious all of a sudden. Come on. Oh, we don't give to get. Really? Well, you're missing one of the first principles that God set in motion. When he said, come on, he said, seed time and harvest time will never end. So if you don't give to get, I don't know what kind of planet you're on, but you're not living according to the principle that God set in the earth. Come on. Given it shall be given unto you. That's called giving to get. Anyway. Hallelujah. Are you one of these, was it, name it and claim it people? Absolutely. Are you not? One of these blab it and grab it people? Absolutely. Of course. Are you one of these people that gives with one hand and takes with the other hand? No, I give with one hand and put both hands over what's coming. come on! Actually, I give it one hand and run home and get my barrel. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. He knows that he's going to bear fruit. He knows that if he's going to bear that fruit, he's going to have to resist the devil because the devil's going to try and steal that word. He knows he's going to have to endure tribulation and persecution because of his faith stand. He knows that he must be unoffendable. Hallelujah. He knows that he's going to have to stay free from the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the desire for other things. He knows the only way to have all of his needs supplied is to seek first the kingdom. He's diligent in always seeking first the kingdom. Knowing and believing, because he's radical, that all of his needs will be met in abundance. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on. Number one, the radical believer knows that he is righteous. Number two, he knows that he is anointed. Number three, the radical Christian is diligent. The radical believer is diligent. Hallelujah. Number four, the radical believer is immovable. Say immovable. Say, I am radical. I am radical and I am immovable. Glory to God. The radical believer has a clear vision. And so he has set his course. He knows who he is. He knows where he has come from. And he knows where he is going. Hallelujah. He also knows that the only way to get there is to hear and apply what God says. Because he's been diligent in hearing and applying, his life is built on the rock. His life is built on the solid rock of the revelation that Jesus Christ is Lord, according to Matthew 16, verses 16 to 18. And so when the enemy comes in like a flood, and the storm begins to beat against his life, he is, somebody help me, immovable. Devil might huff and puff, but he can't blow his house down. Glory to God. That's what we're here to do. We're here to bring a message that you can live in a storm-proof house. That's the message that we carry. Glory to God. Amen? We need to understand that I is right at the center of radical. Everything else hinges on this one thing. Our personal responsibility is to remain connected to our source. Remember, staying joined to the vine, abiding in the vine. Hallelujah. Because everything hinges on this, that we remain immovable. When everything comes against us, we stay immovable. And 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58, it says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Just stand. That's all you need to do. Just stand. Come on, the radical believer's watchword, his battle cry is, I will not give up. I will not quit. I will not. We shall not be moved. That's not a football song. That started in church. That's a Christian song. It started, we shall not be moved. We shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the waters. From the Psalms, we shall not be moved. Steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Hallelujah. Them clowns singing about the Hibs, the Hearts and the Rangers, come on. Number five, the radical Christian, the radical believer is creative. Say creative. Say I'm radical. Say I'm radical and I'm creative. Hebrews 11 verse 3 says, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. That word means to arrange, to set in order, to equip, to adjust, to complete what is lacking, to make fully ready, and to prepare. We believe that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Hallelujah. When God wants something done, he does something, he speaks. That's all he does. When God wants something done, he speaks. God said, light be, and light was. Hallelujah. In Mark chapter 11, verse 22, Jesus says, have faith in God. Or that could be translated, have the faith of God, or have the God kind of faith. He then goes on in verses 23 to 24 of Mark chapter 11. He says, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Some people try and skip through that verse and get to that bit and they try it out, they think it didn't work, so I'll just quit on it. Because they don't take the time to read it and read it again and read it again until they begin to understand what he's really saying. Glory to God. So you see, three times in there he mentions the word says. Only one time does he use the word believe, but three times says. Does that mean that what you say is three times more important than what you believe? No, but it does mean that what you believe becomes three times more effective through what you say. You must say what you want to see. You must say what you want to see. Three times says. Therefore, come on. Oh, well, you know, I believed. Nothing happened. You weren't saying it. You weren't saying it until you saw it. Hallelujah. You didn't stop saying it until you could see it. Because that's what faith does. That's how faith works. A radical believer knows that the words that he speaks are what cause that which he believes to materialize and to manifest. Hallelujah. Is that mind over matter? No, it's spirit over matter. Glory to God. Come on. Are you talking about mind over matter? No, I'm talking about spirit over matter. Hallelujah. The spirit of God was hovering over the confusion, over the chaos, the emptiness. that existed on the earth. And when God spoke, the Spirit of God went into action. Hallelujah. Began to create. Come on. The Word of God is what causes creation to come. The Word of God is a creative word, whether it's in His mouth or your mouth. In John chapter 15, verses 7 and verse 16, Jesus says, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you." He said, if you stay joined to me, he that is joined to the Lord has become one spirit with him. We need to cut out 99% of the religious twaddle and just get back to what God said. All the religious hijinks, all of the shouting, screaming, rolling around, slinging snot, begging, squealing, all of that mess. Get rid of it. Just offload it. It was never any good and it never will be any good. It just felt like it might be the right thing to do, but it was never any good. Just get back to doing what God said. You'll discover the glory is here, always has been here, always will be here, as long as you're here. But come on. As long as His purposes are being fulfilled in the earth, the glory is here. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. I appointed you to go and bear fruit because He appointed you, He anointed you, that your fruit and that your fruit should remain, not this come and go business. Not this up one minute, down the next, here one minute, gone the next. None of that. No, that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, He may give. Come on, there's a few. Come on. There's some things in there that maybe we're not getting a hold of. Whatever you ask the Father, whatever. Come on, some of us need some of that teenage attitude. Whatever. Come on, you come into the presence of the Lord, He says, "What do you want?" Whatever. Amen. He already knows what you need. So when you get there, just say whatever. Come on. Better attitude than some teenagers, of course, baby. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, He may give. He appointed you to go and bear fruit. What happens when you bear fruit? The Father is glorified. When your testimony comes forth, how did you do that? Only one way. The Father helped me. Where did you get that from? The Father gave it to me. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Who's getting the glory? The Father's getting the glory. The radical believer knows that Jesus has given him authority to speak God's word in conjunction with His name and to do, according to Romans 4:17, to call those things that do not exist as though they did. What do you mean you're healed? I saw the x-rays. I don't care what the x-rays show you. God's word says I'm healed. Come on. God's word says I'm healed. Why would I change what I believe and what I say according to what an x-ray shows? I'm not, thank God for all that good stuff, but it doesn't change what I believe. I'm radical. Say I'm radical. Because I call those things. Come on, say I call those things that do not exist as though they did. Say, I'm radical. See, the radical believer knows that by speaking the word of God, he can create light out of darkness. Oh, that place, there's no hope down there. Oh, that's a dark place. Start speaking light then. Remember, we don't call it Stornoway anymore in the spirit. It's Gloryville. It's Gloryville. Come on. The radical believer knows that he can create life out of death by speaking life where there's death. He knows that he can create saints out of sinners by speaking saint instead of sinner. I want to tell you, God's not willing that any should perish. That means you can start calling them saints. Come on, I say it to sinners. I say, hey, brother, how you doing? Just call them brother. Why? Because as far as God's concerned, that's who they are. Amen. Jesus said this, when you do it unto the least of these, my sinner people out there, missing it big time, no, my brethren, you do it unto me. Those who visit in prisons and go and come on, he said, he calls them the least of my brethren. Hallelujah. Amen. He says, my brethren. The radical believer knows that he can speak health out of sickness. He can create health out of sickness by speaking health instead of sickness. He knows that he can create freedom out of bondage by speaking freedom instead of bondage. He knows he can create prosperity out of poverty by speaking rich instead of poor. If I say it, I'll never be able to afford that, I probably never will. I'm as bad at it as some of you. I need a good change in my attitudes than some of you do. And my words and the way I think and the way I act and react and respond to situations. But the radical, say I'm radical. I'm radical because I believe that I can create prosperity out of poverty. Somebody said, Ali said amen, but nobody said it. Amen's a short answer, you know. The radical believer knows that he can create employment out of recession.
Yes.
And so on and on. And he can create a positive out of every negative. Because he preaches the message of the cross, which is about turning negatives into positives. Turning things around. Number 6. The radical believer knows that he is armored. He knows that he is armor. Come on, he knows he's righteous, he's anointed, he's diligent, he's immovable, he's creative, and he knows that he is armor. The radical believer knows that he can put on the whole armor of God and stand. And go on standing. He puts on the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, gospel shoes, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation. He takes up the sword of the Spirit, and he prays in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. He doesn't pray, we lay me down to sleep prayers. He prays in the Spirit. Come on. I was a kid, that's what we had, you know. Go to bed with this one, you know. This night, as I lay down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. Doesn't sound too bad so far. This night, if I should die before... How are you going to go to sleep after that? If I should die before I wake, you're going to sleep with one eye open, aren't you? You know what I'm saying? I pray the Lord my soul to take. Come on, you're 4 years old, and you're saying, oh... Praise in the Spirit. If you've got nothing good to pray in English, pray in the Spirit. If you can't pray in faith in English, pray in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Romans 13 verse 12 says he puts on the armor of light. Psalm 27:1, his declaration is, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Of whom shall I be afraid? The radical believer knows that Jesus is his protector. He knows that Jesus is his defender and his deliverer. He knows he's not a sinner trying to get sanctified, that he's the sanctified resisting sin. He's got his armor on. That armor that resists sin. That shield of faith is there. Come on. He knows he's not. But see, faith must speak. He knows he's not. That's why he's got the sword of the Spirit. Glory to God. He's got the shield of faith to defend him, and he's got the sword of the Spirit to go out on the offensive and to resist sin and to drive it away and to drive away sickness. He knows he's not the sick trying to get healed. He's this healed, resisting sickness in Jesus' name. He's got the shield of faith that tells him he's healed, and he's got the sword of the Spirit to start speaking that truth and actively. You've got to be active, diligently, actively resisting. Come on. You are my healer. You are my healer. You are my healer. That devil comes and says, no, he's not. Yes, he is my healer. Come on, my devil needs to hear your testimony. He is my healer. Well, I'll just double the pain. You can double the pain, and I'll double my proclamation. Hallelujah. Come on, I ain't running from you to any medicine cabinet or anywhere else. Bless God, I'm going to stand. I put my armor on. I'm going to stand, and I'm going to declare, and I'm going to proclaim that he is my healer. Hallelujah. I can stand here and tell you that works. I felt as much pain as most of you have ever felt, bless God. But I want to tell you, it doesn't have to be remain. It can be driven out, not with drugs and not by treatment or anything else. It can be driven out by one thing and one thing only, taking the sword of the Spirit and telling that pain that it's got no place in your body. You're saying that sickness doesn't exist? No, but I've told it has no right to exist in my body. And I'll go on telling it. Come on! Yeah. Hallelujah. Number 7. You glad it's number 7? Come on. Righteous, anointed, diligent, immovable, creative, armoured. The radical believer is laid. That's not laid like metal, laid. One pastor said it. He said, I had so many people come in my office telling me I feel laid that he got a big lump of laid and stuck it on his desk. And the next time someone came in and said, Pastor, I feel laid, he put his hand on it and said, so do I. Hallelujah. You see, if you're a radical believer, you don't feel led. You know you're led. Come on. The radical believer knows that as many, according to Romans 8:14, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. The whole creation, the scripture tells us, is crying out for a manifestation of the sons of God. These are the ones who are led by the Spirit of God. The radical believer is fully persuaded that God is his source, that the Holy Spirit is his connection with his source, and that the Holy Spirit is the only one who can produce the life of Jesus in him. Come on, they're not denying the power of God. They're not trying to make it without the power of God. They're not resisting the power of God work in their lives, the Spirit of God. They just say, abandon themselves to the Spirit of the Lord and say, lead me, lead me, lead me in the paths of righteousness. He knows he's dependent upon the Holy Spirit for the anointing. He knows that at all times he must obey the Spirit's leading. And he knows that the Holy Spirit will always lead him boldly to go where no man has gone before. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. The radical believer is not afraid to be led by the Spirit to do things that no one else is doing. Did you hear what I said? I said the radical believer is not afraid to be led by the Spirit to do things that no one else is doing. He's not a sheep following other sheep's bums down the road. Glory to God. He is led by the Spirit of God. And sometimes that's to do something that nobody else is doing. He's not afraid of that. He's not afraid of the reproach that might bring. He's not afraid of the misunderstanding that might cause. Come on. He's not afraid to say things that no one else is saying. Hallelujah. I know something about that. Glory to God. Somebody asked me something a while back, you know, why don't you go there? I thought, I'd probably just wreck it for him. I go there, because if the Spirit of the Lord asks me to say something that nobody else is saying, it might just be disruptive or something. It might be taken the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? 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 Sometimes you just need the wisdom of God in some of these things. Hallelujah. He knows that if he is obedient, his stand of faith will produce fruit for the glory of God. Come on. He knows that his stand of faith will produce fruit for the glory of God, because it has to, because he's sowing the Word of God. And the seed of the Word of God will always produce the fruit of God. And God will be glorified through that fruit. Some seeds take longer than others to come up. Come on. An elephant has a 2-year gestation period. A mouse only has a couple of weeks. Come on. We're doing some elephant-sized things sometimes. It takes a bit longer. Hallelujah. After the seed is sown, after the fertilization occurs. The radical believer draws from and arises from his source. He knows that in Christ he is, come on, help me, he is righteous. He's anointed, he's diligent, he's immovable, he's creative, he's armored, and he's led. I want to tell you folks, if we will commit ourselves to being radical believers, then we will be, remember the definitions we looked at this morning of radical, we will be instrumental in effecting fundamental, have you got that written down yet? We will be instrumental in effecting fundamental and far-reaching change in the world around us in every area of life. In every area of life. Remember Jesus said, John 10:10, that he had come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. A superabundance, an excess, an overflow, a surplus, more than enough, more than sufficient life. You know what God is speaking over us tonight? What he's always been speaking over his people. What he prophesied through Isaiah many, many thousands of years ago. And he's still speaking it over his people, and he's never stopped speaking it. He doesn't say that you have to go through hoops to get here. He just makes a statement over you. And as I make this statement, I'd like you to respond to this. If you're hearing it, if your spirit's open, and if you're truly saying tonight, I am radical, if you're looking for something beyond the superficial. Remember, one of the words God gave us for 2012 was going deeper. Going deeper in 2012. Hallelujah. You know, the higher you want to go, the deeper you must go first. Come on, the higher your building's going to be, the deeper your foundation must be. Well, I'm going to make a statement from the Word of God to you right now. And if you're saying, yes, I am radical, you're going to respond to this statement. Your spirit, you're going to respond from your spirit, not from your head. Arise and shine. And there's not one person responding from the spirit yet. Because you're hearing the word of God and you're doing nothing with it. Arise, shine. That's all he says. Arise, shine. Arise. Well done, Peter. That door can give you some help. Hallelujah. Arise, shine. For your light is coming soon. Your light, maybe in the next few years, will come. No, your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. I tell you, folks, that's radical. You'll never out-radical God. Come on, we're only radical because He's radical. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. If you're still sitting down right now and you're not just superficial, you need to think a bit closer about things. Maybe you need to get a wee working of repentance in your life. Hallelujah. I say that boldly tonight. Glory to God. Because all I'm doing is declaring the word of the Lord. And I'm saying this is God's word to you tonight. This is not philosophy. This is not a fancy wee word that somebody dreamt up. Bless God. This is the word of the Lord to you. Arise. Shine. You begin to shine as soon as you arise. As soon as you stand up from the inside. See, your physical just follows your spirit. It begins in the spirit. How will you respond tonight? Arise, shine. Stop waiting for your light to come. Say, all right, I'll arise and shine when the light comes. No, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Let's just say this together. I am radical, and I will arise, and I will shine, for my light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon me. Now, that's radical, folks. Hallelujah. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, that we are radical because you are radical. I thank you, Lord, that your glory has come, that your light has come, and that your glory has risen upon us. Thank you, Father, that as we step into this coming week, as those who know that we are righteous, that we are anointed, that we are called to be diligent, that we are immovable, that we are creative, that we are armored, and every day we are led by your Spirit. Father, I thank you that the world will see a manifestation of the sons of God, that the world will hear a message that brings them hope, even in the midst of their hopelessness, that begins to turn around their despair, that begins to turn a light on in their darkness, that begins to create life out of their death. In Jesus' name, and that you will receive all the praise and all the glory because you have a people who are radical. In Jesus' name, amen. And all the people of God said, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You ready to bring the fruit of your worship? You ready to praise Him?